Place to Be Nation. Welcome to YouTube Roulette. I am hosting this one. This is Jake. Joining me is, I'm trying to decide who I'm going to pick first. Let's go with Schiff. What's up, Schiff?
Number one on the scorecard, number one in your hearts. I'm glad to be here today, Jake.
Let's not get ahead of yourself. Don't count your chickens. No, happy to have you. Are you excited to watch some random matches as we do on this show?
Yes, I am, and I chose one that I deliberately was my second guest today, and it was designed to break Logan's spirit.
Well, Logan, are you ready to have your spirit broken?
Yeah, I guess so. I come into these thinking that may happen at some point. So I go into all podcasts that way, honestly. With me here, I'm always number one in Jake's heart. So, Schiff, you're always going to be second in that scenario.
Joke's on you. Our spirits have been broken for years. Matt Souza, would you agree?
Oh, I agree 100%. I have nothing clever to say as I am very tired, but I am here and ready to watch whatever disastrous garbage that we have all picked for each other.
Delete. That's what people do when they see our podcast on there.
I mean, it's a fair thing to do, honestly. There's days where I can't even stand me, so I completely understand.
The auto delete podcast is what people call us, I believe. Yeah. Perma delete.
Delete anyway. Roulette.
Now they call that the Saturdays, but I'm just kidding.
Right. Wow. Shots fired.
Anyway, Jake, lead us.
Let's rapidly move forward and spin the wheel. You get fired with that kind of talk.
I'm gonna go ahead and need some background music as I spin the wheel.
Spin the wheel, make the deal.
This is a Harley Dave. Oh fuck, we're starting with Schiff.
Yes. Yes.
All right.
God damn it.
All right. The wheel sounds like a propeller, but you know.
The wheel was a 1984 Honda Goldwing that hasn't been tuned up in about 40 years. That was a motorcycle joke.
I had no idea, so thank you.
You got it.
Oh, this piece of shit got mad.
Yes, it does. I got a Harbor Freight ad.
Jesus.
I'm glad they're
Are you having a stroke? What's going on over there?
They're monetizing it. That's
there it is. I'm not sure what he was trying to say.
Matanzanizing it.
Metastasizing. Right, what is this match? That's what he was trying to say.
Okay, so I had heard about NWA Wildside. Like, it was a small little Atlanta-based indie promotion that was around the time of WCW. Actually, for WCW not a business, it was supposed to be a developmental for WCW. So you had like AJ Styles there. Anyway, I found down a YouTube K-hole of looking at NWA Wildside, and I found this match of P-Dog, who's in parentheses, Mike Posey, versus Austin Theory. October 8th, 2016.
This is my fucking nightmare in a wrestling match. Jesus Christ.
It's in New South Fayetteville, Tennessee, which, to be honest, I don't know where the hell that is. The Boondocks. I know where Old South Fayetteville is, not New South.
Oh, of course, don't we all?
Yeah, of course. So I was like,
I'm a big fan of modern East Fayetteville myself.
Awesome. I appreciate that because they have great architecture there with their buildings. I love the downtown area. It's beautiful and quaint. Nice little brunch spot that I take the lady to.
Jesus, I said one thing and you wrote a novel. Holy
good foliage, I've heard.
Oh,
works for the tourism board of New South Fayetteville or whatever.
The Fayetteville event.
You're talking to someone who listens to the main event of the main base podcast. So right. I love agriculture and tourism and torture.
I'm going to count this in because if Logan keeps looking at Mike Posey's name on his screen for too much longer, he may quit. So
I already have the showgirls issue going on. So
yeah.
So Logan hates Mike Posey from Highway to the Impact Zone, found here on the Place to Be Nation feed for the time being. First off,
Hey, Schiff, do the countdown so we can start the fucking match.
Yeah. Sorry. I thought Jake already kicked it off.
All right. Jesus, God.
Three, two, one, play.
All right.
So we got, continue. We got to assume Mike Posey walking out, who looks like a midget, and he's
this little person.
He's coming out with a school shooter, is my best way to describe it. He's wearing stuff I wore in maybe 2006 with like a collared shirt. And
I was gonna say that was a very high school look for me. So
Charlie Brown polo.
Yeah, Charlie, like, you know, with stripes and it looks like jorts. I admit I wore jorts. I'm from bumfuck country, so what can you expect?
You're from modern East Fayetteville.
Yeah, modern East Fayetteville is how I know so much about it. But
I believe his manager here is called the Diddling Uncle.
Oh.
Not really.
The Diddler.
He does look like a diddler, for sure.
He definitely looks like he's like 24 years old dating the 14-year-old in high school.
He looks like a SoundCloud rapper.
Yeah, he looks like Malibu's Most Wanted or something.
Like, when I say Malibu,
Mike Posey looks like Slim J that just got fired by AEW.
Slim P.
I believe this match was recorded on a Ring doorbell. It's the video quality.
It's in New South HD. I hate to see the Old South. Regular definition.
Oh, boy.
This is on Jennifer Smith and my wife's birthday, October 8th.
Oh, wow. That's
I believe the cool show is dedicated to them.
So this was the best thing to happen on that day is what I'm hearing.
Wow.
Sure.
I'm kidding. I love both.
That's not very
Jennifer
nice.
Smith and Claire.
Listen, we're watching a match recorded on a Nest thermostat here, so I don't know if this is necessarily the best thing ever on that day.
Is this the least amount of views we've ever had on a match? 943.
It's in there. We've had a lot of three digits before.
Yeah. I think we've had less before, but I'm not 1,000% sure.
I think maybe perhaps the match I chose today might have around the same amount.
Yeah, it's like Mike Posey's doing like Brian Christopher, except for he's not hanging from a jail cell like Brian was.
My goodness.
Jesus. I tried to put the captions on and it said captions unavailable.
He is unfortunately still talking, so I wish he would hang himself.
Do you think he raps like J-Rock from Trailer Park Boys? I spit rhymes like a lazy Susan. I'm innocent to my guilt's prison. Sonny Bill, what the fuck up?
My favorite part is when they catch him beating off.
If it could happen to me, it could happen to you.
And he goes, man, I was getting changed.
I can confirm the audio quality is as horrendous as the video.
Oh, weird.
The camera's not going to move, is it? Is that a first for us? a stationary camera?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure this camera was bolted to wherever the fuck it was. Yeah.
Well, they don't want the diddler to steal the camera and sell it for
meth. Yeah, it's like a surveillance.
They got the referee from the local Amish community.
Amish?
The notable modern East Fayetteville Amish community.
The Amish roadkill.
Yep.
God, why are they still talking? Do something. Jesus fucking God.
Do you want to see him wrestle?
I want to see him.
Generate heat, brother.
This isn't the first Mike Posey match we've watched on this pod, correct? Watched another one.
Did we?
I think so. Early, like way back.
Let me check my spreadsheet.
It's not. I can't even tell you what we watched last episode. Was it Jesus versus the Devil?
No, that was two episodes ago, actually.
I
got another ad for Chewy.
Me too.
This show is taking place in a lunchroom. It's very nice.
I was trying to figure out the venue, Matt, because I can't even say it's like a gymnasium, because it doesn't even...
It's like a CYO basketball hall or something. The PAL hall, maybe.
It's the Amish Community Center.
Yeah. Austin Theory wearing pants.
It can't be. You see, if it was the Amish Community Center, it would be candles in the ceiling instead of lights, though.
And he has like a full head of hair. It looks unsettling.
A-Town down, do it right now.
God, I hate Austin Theory. I hate Mike Posey. I hate all of this, really.
You love it. It's the best match we've ever seen.
That's not true at all. Shame on you for picking this, is what I'm saying, Schiff.
You're welcome.
Who would have known that you would piss off Matt more than me?
I'm not pissed off. I'm just very disappointed. which
that's even worse.
See?
No, I think if I ever disappointed Jake, I'd have to quit the podcast and podcasting in general.
Well, fuck me, I guess.
Luckily, you never have.
Thank you.
Always deliver.
We are live from the modern East Fayetteville Soup Kitchen for P-Dog versus Austin Theory.
Are they doing, like, stretches? Like, what the hell's going on?
I don't
on?
Know what they're doing anymore.
I mean, Theory's young now. How old? I mean, he's got to be like 20 in this match.
Let me look.
I mean, I think he's below 30 at this point.
I was gonna say he's not that old now. So,
I think
but this was also 8 years ago. So
he was 19 years old.
Okay, I had to think he was below, at or below 20.
Yeah, he's born in 97.
So he's too old for the diddler at ringside.
Yes.
Yeah.
This is my first time watching NWA. First time watching NWA water slide.
Oh, what if this match had a water slide? That would make it infinitely more interesting. That would make it a lot more interesting.
The camera not moving is like, it's like I can't.
It's bad. I like the entrance way is the Mighty Morphin Power Rangers belt buckle. That's very
it's locked on.
They're like, somebody interferes, like, wait, someone's coming through the parentheses.
Also, look at the brackets, who's coming out?
As if, I feel like if you put like a dragon in the middle of it, it would also be Shelton Benjamin's tight circa 2005.
It's a very specific reference.
It's weird that you're
It's weird that I remember a lot of things shift, so, I mean.
It's true. Well, I mean, with all those concussions you got in Philly, I'm surprised you can remember anything.
I got a hell of a one on the landing in the plane, too, because it was.
Oh, Jesus, God, you should just be wrapped
Logan
in
has,
wrap.
Like, a 50-terabyte hard drive in his brain for wrestling knowledge.
I do.
Everything else is 5 gigs. If I did the
lightning trivia thing JT started doing, I would miss the first question somehow.
Yeah.
Yeah, like.
All the pressure.
All about pressure.
Right.
The non-existent pressure.
Like when you're basketball practicing, you make a shot, and the coach is like, can you do it with a hand in your face?
Yeah.
Nope.
Ooh. Theory just killed Posey with a knee.
I'll be
does that mean the match is over?
I'll be real on. Oh, God. I'm a little behind because of my ad. Of course.
This is also recorded about 5 frames per second.
Yeah.
You know, also, if you're going to have one shot, why is it not closer to the ring? I feel like it's
thank you. Nice. And also, not directly in the middle of the ring.
Yes, kind of to a corner.
Setting my fucking OCD on fire.
Uh-oh, Posey's arguing with some hick in the crowd. Might be my second cousin.
Of listeners that are also watching along with us.
I know Gurney listens. We love you, Gurney. We love you, Gurney.
I hate this and want to die.
Hey!
There's like a bunch of children gathering at ringside.
Yeah,
because the diddler brought them.
Oh, God.
Oh.
Wow. It was a field trip. Oh, God.
Oh, now Mike Posey's working on the opposite side of the ring where I can't see. It's like the Office Christmas episode where Michael refuses to get up and tells everyone to tell him what's going on with the Christmas gift.
The better that way. We don't have to see him. Ring announcer, because that ref is not the guy I was talking about earlier.
Oh, Posey broke the count. That's just good. That's just good heel work. 7 stars.
Yeah. Oh yeah, great.
And yes,
work.
I'm aware that it's Amish. My wife's grandmother says Amish, so I have forever said it like that since.
You're forever since Amish. They make great good macaroni salad. Well, that's the Mennonites. Disregard.
Same difference. I'm just kidding.
You're thinking of Willow Tree, Schiff.
The hell's that?
God, look it up.
It's the tree that Jeff Hardy's alter ego lives in.
Oh, boy. There's that 50-terabyte hard drive again.
Oh, come on. Everybody remembers Willow, right?
Yeah.
I remember the movie with, what's-his-face, Val Kilmer. Was it Val Kilmer?
More like Val Kilmer.
I don't know. He can't talk about it anymore.
That's true.
That was just for you, Schiff.
Oh, my God. End this match.
We still got 12 minutes, guys.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, man.
12, we got 5. What the hell kind of...
I was just messing with you. I just wanted to see you snap.
What the hell kind of fucked up Fayetteville math are you doing over there?
How many people do you think are here total?
Oh, Jesus, I just got an ad for Hero Wars.
What is with the ads? Oh, I just got another one for Guardio.
Oh. Cardio?
No, you need a little more Guardio.
It's to protect your phone from...
I think Jake gave up on life. We haven't heard from him in a while. I don't blame him.
He's on mute.
I didn't realize I was muted.
You could have got away. Said,
you were so...
You could have got away with leaving.
I got an ad also. I was saying it was for drinking warm water before bed to lower my sugar levels.
Sugar?
I'm a type 2 diabetic.
That a thing? I feel like that would just make me pee.
You know, I would need them to cite some evidence.
Yeah, I was going to say.
I need some sources.
Yeah.
I need a peer-reviewed study.
I've sadly gotten to that age where I have to pee once a night. It's ridiculous.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, even when I was a kid, I had to pee multiple times a night.
You're only at once. Good for you.
I'm younger than me. What the hell's wrong with you?
I have to pee a lot for some reason.
There was one night in Philly where I think Logan got up like 5 times to pee. It was ridiculous.
It was the last night. I think I was like pre-nervous for the day ahead, and it just...
Yeah, and that and all the alcohol consumption.
That and all the alcohol finally caught up. The thing is, I didn't pee the whole show.
Yeah.
It's something about going to bed and like, I don't know. It's something in my brain that like won't let me go to sleep if there's like an ounce of pee left in me.
Yeah.
So I may pee and pee a lot the time I get up, and then like there's an ounce left that didn't come out, and it just keeps me up for some reason. Mm-hmm. I don't know what it is.
I typically don't wake up to pee, but if something else wakes me up, I have to go pee.
Yeah.
Like,
honestly, take like ibuprofen PM or like some kind of sleep.
PM.
Good Lord. Okay. Mostly so I don't have to get up and pee 1,000 times. So.
Is there also a poo M just in case?
You should maybe take the M part of it instead of the P part.
Tylenol BM.
It's not that P, guys. It's just a letter.
Oh, I see.
Don't worry.
This match is as great as I can have anticipated.
I'm not gonna lie, I haven't watched a fucking second of it.
Unfortunately, I have, and it's terrible.
I blame P-Dog.
P-Dog also.
I blame you for making us watch this.
For this great distance, P-Dog also reminds me of Ace Austin for some reason.
Suckers this, like a horse tranquilizer.
This match is like the monkey paw. If you're like, oh, Kevin Dunn, these fucking cuts. It's like, I wish I didn't have all these camera cuts. It's like, all right, here you go. How about no camera cuts?
Theory just hit a standing moonsault. That was pretty dope.
He sure did. Is he wearing pinstripe? No, never mind.
I don't know anymore.
Nah, they're blue.
Dabba-dee-dabba-die.
That was great.
Go down.
Oh my god, that thing.
The running kneeling RKO. Is it for the win? 1, 2. No!
Son of a
running,
bitch.
The running kneeling RKO.
What do you want me to call it? The running kneeling diamond cutter?
Do you think Jamie Posey has a...
Jamie Posey?
Mike?
Oh.
Did you like have a... Because
you don't
looks
even
like
know
Jamie
who's in the
Kennedy
damn match.
From Malibu's
you don't
Most
even,
Wanted?
You don't even know who's in the damn match.
Posey.
Robert De Niro, Bela Lugosi, Snuffleupagus, and Jamie Posey.
Oh, Posey jumped to the top rope. That was pretty impressive.
You know, I got to say, I will say this. Mike Posey is a lot better than his cousin Pocket Full of...
Parker?
Pocket Full of...
What do you think of young Ashton Theory?
Oh, and Posey stole the win.
He put the feet on the rope. What a dick.
Thank God.
Do you think Mike Posey has a cameo I can get for Logan?
Yeah, I may hang myself on site.
It's about 10 cents, I think. He charges 10 cents.
He is an AEW ref, so.
Is he still?
He still gets work. I think they've demoted him to Ring of Honor mostly, but yeah.
So I googled Mike Posey, and the second thing that came up was obituary.
Oh no.
He's definitely alive because I just saw him referee a match. Not
that was Jamie. I think you're
thinking. That was Jamie. That was a pocket full of Posey.
Yes.
That was a ring around the Rosie joke shit.
Thank you. Finally, somebody fucking picked up on it. Jesus Christ.
All right. 0 stars.
Yeah. I was thinking negative, but all right.
Yeah, so this might make the bottom five if I remember.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
That was hot trash.
Nah, your face is hot trash.
Thank you. Speaking of hot trash, I'm gonna spin.
Oh my god! Yeah, spin the wheel so we can move on with the lives. Are you shitting me?
This isn't about me, Schiff. This isn't about me. We're spinning the wheel, Schiff. I need music.
Make the deal.
Come on.
That bad blood used to be bad love.
Next up is our host extraordinaire, Jake.
Yay! All right.
Thank God we don't have to watch my pick yet.
We have some faves on here. There's some Rutube.
Rutube.
Roulette.
What is happening to us?
Pierre Carl Roulette.
Oh my God.
Anyway, this is gonna be from All Japan. This is gonna be a young shoeless RVD.
Oh.
Team Sean with Stan Hansen already. Versus Kawada and Kobashi. So some faves in here. Old Stan, he's one of our faves. He's got to be one of our most frequent wrestlers on here. And this is from, I believe, February 19th, 1993. Mm-hmm. So let me press it, see if I have an ad. No. Okay. If everyone's ready, I will count us in. Mm-hmm. 3, 2, 1. One right into the action.
Hey.
It's Robbie V.
Oh, a clean-shaven Stan Hansen here.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. He just threw RVD to the side.
That's upsetting.
He looks like a football coach that, beats the kids.
Oh, God. Who, Hansen?
Yeah.
Yeah. Beats his kids, beats his wife. I mean, probably.
He kind of does look like one of the football coaches in my high school. Dale Luckett.
Dale Luckett. That is the most high school.
Yes. Yep.
Football.
He was selling weed in the parking lot too, wasn't he? Afterwards,
he's either a high school football coach or a serial killer. One of the two.
Did you play football, Jake, in high school?
No.
No. I did play in seventh grade, but I never played after that.
Yeah, I played eighth grade, and I was like,
I played flag football. Does that count?
Yes.
God, look at the martial arts maneuvers of Robert Van Dam.
For reference, everyone at Starville Academy plays seventh grade football. It's it's not a requirement, but there's not many people that don't.
There's 17 people in your grade, so.
I had 59 in my grade. Thank
you. You know, some people have to pass standardized testing there. You have to be on the football team in order to graduate. It's really weird.
Only in seventh grade, though. You can quit after that.
What position did you play?
I played left guard.
I was the ball.
Yeah, I played guard.
That's what I played. That's what I played. I played left guard too, Logan.
Nice.
Hated every second of it.
I wanted to play quarterback, but I was too fat.
Long snapper? Were you a long snapper?
See, in seventh grade football, you don't really punt, so no.
Well, no, it was funny. I remember we signed up and everyone was like, "What do you want to be?" And I was like, "Fucking lineman." The coach started laughing. He's like, "Well," I was like, "Well, you just had 12 people say they wanted to be quarterback, so I think I'm out."
Yeah, I really wanted to play defense.
Oh,
I wanted to tackle people. Oh, God.
That was a nice kick. RVD is dead. That's why he smokes now to forget about the pain. Yeah. Oh, then he puts his knee on his neck.
God, he is so young. Look at that. He looks like 15.
When Katie Forbes does it now, he comes automatically from that moment.
My goodness. Wow.
He looks obscenely old now, having seen him in person in the last week and a half.
I saw him wrestle.
Listen, he's...
I was there too, Schiff. I know.
We were there, Jeff.
I was just remembering.
He wrestled another shoeless man, Mike Bailey.
Old Speedball. And Jerry Lynn, Highway to the Impact Zone favorite, was the referee.
Yeah.
Look at that hair on RVD here. So
it's nice and coiffed. It's amazing.
Yeah. He's got those rosy cheeks.
Isn't coiffed in Migos? Oh, that's coiffed.
Not anymore. He got killed.
Excuse me.
He's dead.
R.I.P.
Oh my God, Stan Hansen just kicked him in the head.
He just kicked him in the face.
You know what he kind of looks like clean shaven as Gordon Ramsay?
This is horrible fucking food. Cook.
This lariat.
They like
is
have
well
similar
done.
Personalities.
Schiff, was that a British accent you were doing there?
I kind of lost the thread halfway through.
A little bit.
The dingo ate my baby.
The dingo ate my baby.
Hey, that really happened.
No, it didn't.
This lariat is undercooked.
No, that's my favorite line from Tropic Thunder. It's like, dingo ate my baby. He's like, hey, that really happened.
Maybe the dingo ate your baby.
I could be very wrong, but I'm pretty sure Kawada is in the black. And
Koala? Australia.
I said Kawada.
That's Stan Hansen in the black.
That's Rob Van Dam.
Well, okay, so the yellow
the
is...
The Kawada ate my baby.
The Kawada ate your baby.
Wade!
I'm sure there wasn't, but I would really like to see some, like, how RVD and Stan Hansen end up teaming. Yeah. Like, the meeting backstage, like the storyline.
He just probably saw him backstage and was like, you look weird. Come be my tag team partner.
Come on, you doper.
They're walking out to the ring. Yeah, why do you not have shoes on, boy?
Come on, you damn reefer. You can be my partner.
Your reefer head.
You going to buy me some weed later? All right, we can be partners.
God. Ooh.
Now Kawada's just kicking the shit out of Hansen's leg.
You could convince me that JBL is Stan Hansen's child, too, by the way.
Oh,
not,
God.
Not just because they're both rough, tough Texans. Just,
well, that's who he patented himself after.
Yeah. Stan but they Hansen, look similar.
Stan Hansen definitely rolls his own cigarettes, right? Like, he buys the tobacco and the paper and does it all himself.
Calls everyone pussies now because how they act. Bunch of pussies. Not rolling your own cigarettes. Oh, my God. He just smacked the fuck out of Kobashi.
He looks like a guy who has a tin of sniffing tobacco, too.
Your face is a tin of...
Stan Hansen still alive?
He is.
Yes.
Sorry, you say that like I'm supposed to know that.
See, he killed people. He wasn't killed by people.
Right.
Well, I mean, he looks 65 years old and 93. It's reasonable doubt.
You think he looks 65 here?
Mid-50s, minimum.
No, he looks...
That's ridiculous.
I'd say he looks like 42 or something.
Point is he's probably like 30.
I was going to say, yeah, he could have like Mean Gene disease where he's like 30 and he looks 80.
Mean Gene!
Is that like Lou Gehrig's disease?
Yeah. It's a different type of disease, but yeah. It's when you're 30, but you look 85. Arn Anderson had the same thing.
It's a mean genetic condition.
how old do you guys think he is now? Today.
I will say
72.
I was going to say like 73, 74-ish.
Jacob?
I'll go Price is Right and go 70.
Damn it.
Sousa's right, 74.
Hey!
Technically chose 2.
I think I get a $500 bonus for getting it on the schnoz.
Come on down, Matt Sousa.
I'll buy you some merch.
Do I win both showcases?
We'll get you a YouTube Roulette t-shirt.
A RuTube Roulette, yeah.
RuTube Roulette.
RuTube.
With the new logo, wink, wink.
RuTube. I think that's RuPaul's YouTube channel.
That's correct.
Oh, that's good.
Beating the shit out of each other. That's kind of
Dude,
what I was
Jesus,
hoping for.
That headbutt.
This is what I want to see. It's just beating the piss out of each other.
This 70-year-old man in 1993, according to one Scott Shiflett, is beating the hell out of Kobashi here.
All right, he's 74. He was 41 then.
All right. That's not 50.
I said 50, 42 earlier. So.
So Jake wins that one. He gets a free shirt as well.
What did Jake win?
Oh, yeah.
He gets the RuTube Roulette shirt.
One time I did a thing where you called in the Cartoon Network. I was supposed to win a Beast Wars toy.
Oh,
and
God.
I finally got it, and I won it. and I never got it. Like, I had to get my address and everything. It's like one of those things where you have to call, like, when they say to call.
Yeah.
And try, and I finally got it.
What if I told you I was just watching a video about the god-awful Beast Wars PS1 video game just last night?
You gonna download it?
Rich Rents.
The game? Yeah. Absolutely not, because it looks fucking terrible.
So you never got it? Did you get anything, Jake?
No, I didn't get shit.
He got a fuck you letter from Cartoon Network.
Mm.
Yeah.
That's really upsetting.
No Beast Wars toy for me.
Here comes a 5-star.
Jake's hasn't watched Cartoon Network since.
Toonami told me to go fuck myself.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Playing the game.
Oh, he over-rotated and landed on his
face. Hey, Jake, they space ghosted you.
From coast to coast.
Wow. Salt the wound, man. God damn it.
He came in and kicked him in the face.
Oh, shit. Oh.
Awesome. Oh, and what a lariat right there.
So RVD. Small
RVD's kind of fun. He didn't quite have the, off on his offense, but he flops around like a...
Yeah.
Well, it's because he has no choice. They're just beating him into some...
Oh, fuck.
Oh, that is a broken shoulder.
Christ. Good Lord.
He's RVD dead.
RVD has the Rhea Ripley injury.
All right.
Too soon.
Sorry.
He's tapping.
Nah, he's shaking his hand, trying not to tap. Now he's tapping to the sky.
Stan Hansen's not even going to help him. He's going to get a...
Stan Hansen.
Oh my
goddamn fam.
This is my potted meat product, Spam Hansen.
Talking is very difficult, as evidenced by damn near everything we've said on this episode.
Right. Yeah, Logan's going to accuse us of... Logan's going to gaslight us again and saying he didn't say Stan Hansen.
No, I definitely said Stan that time.
You also that definitely chair, said other things.
That chair looked like a lunch tray. Like the seat of it.
It's from the Sizzler collection.
Oh my god, he's been locked in this for like two straight
minutes. Good god!
Lift the arm, Rip. Come on, he's out cold.
I don't think his body's supposed to contort like that. Jesus.
Not usually, no. Yeah.
I imagine he's just going to kick him even though he's on the ground. Nope, kick stamp.
Stamp.
I love Stan Hansen's like selling when he gets kicked. You can just hear him go like, "Oh goddamn!
Yeah.
Oh fuck!
Son of a bitch!
God, you got me!
You followed by many racial
slurs. Motherfucker!
Oh, RBD's just getting his dick beat in.
Oh wow!
Wait, the match isn't over? Jesus!
His dick beat in. My goodness!
Stan tried to come in and he kicked him right in the face.
Yeah, Claudia's like kicking him in the headpiece.
I'd be coming too if I was getting my dick beat in.
At least he's kicking. I quit.
Good night, Logan. We got it from here. Don't worry about it.
Good job, Jay. Go to bed. That was a great pick.
Yeah, good pick.
All right.
Lot better than Schiff's pick.
No idea what you're talking about.
Spin the reel.
Spin.
Fuck. God.
This is going to be a silent podcast.
Spin the reel. Make the meal.
This is going to be the one that doesn't come out. And
spin
it's
the reel.
Maybe we should not be doing an audio only medium since we can't speak.
Yeah.
All right. Let's go ahead and wheel the spin reel.
All right. It's either me or Logan. Hopefully it's me. Let's find out. Shift music.
To the window, to the wall.
Well, it's Logan next, and unfortunately my match will be last. I do apologize, but Logan is first.
All right, log jam.
All right,
match picked you.
Our dear boy Schiff had so much fun with this fellow a couple episodes ago, so I just felt the need to bring him back. So we have... on one side of the ring, we have our good boy,
Lasombra, taking
on Jushin Thunder Liger, and this is from 2010.
Lasombra versus Liger.
Yeah, there you go.
I learned it at South Fayetteville.
Lasombra. All right, here we go. We're going to hit play in 3, 2, 1. And this is for some title. I did not care.
Did you already see the win a title?
Some bullshit title.
The Lasombra title.
Did we already see him win a title?
Yes, he won the IWGP Intercontinental title.
Are we sure this isn't the same one? So I remember a hot girl looking at the camera again.
Hey-o. I mean, I think it's the same promotion, but we did. He fought. Who did he fight in that one?
Who can remember?
That's a good question.
He fought Liger. No, he fought Nakamura.
Yeah, he fought Nakamura. That's what it was.
Yes, that's right.
Some bra.
Yeah, he's just. Apparently, he's just some bra.
Yeah, right. He lost the lot. So how do you see it?
La Sombra.
La Sombra.
La Sombra. Okay. There you go.
The CMLL title is obviously the IC title.
I was going to say, it looks just like the Intercontinental title, the old one.
It's a little more stretched out, but other than that, yes, it looks
exactly. I'd stretch some of these girls out.
Hey, I was waiting for it.
Some.
Sherwin Williams.
Some bra.
Some quality paint.
Sherwin Williams.
I'd play with some of their bras.
I'm proud of you for that one.
I got silly. The ring apron is sponsored by Fram Oil Filters.
Fram Oil Filters.
This ring is gigantic, too.
Then I got like 100%. Like,
yeah, what the hell is going on there?
They zooming in on this?
Is this a touch screen? What's going on?
Oh, man.
Is this ring not huge to everybody
else?
No,
it's big.
Okay, I was going to say.
Yeah. Oh, maybe that's what I should have done with my match. I should have zoomed in on it. It would have been so much better for us to watch.
That's not true at all. It still would have been terrible.
It still would have been terrible.
And this is coming from the guy who's... we haven't watched my match yet. So you'll be saying the same thing about me in about, 20 minutes or so.
Yeah, Logan picks this long match like we got all night. Sorry. Jesus, he just killed someone.
Oh, shit.
Some bra killed Liger.
Liger just landed in... Landed in homeboy's
NATO.
Jushin Thunder Liger.
Yeah,
Thunder. Or is that dickhead from Canada from PTB who was that JT would read it off? Who called him Jushin Riger?
Mm-hmm. Herb.
Herb Coons.
Yes, that's his name.
I didn't know what you were talking about there for a minute. I'm not gonna lie.
So. All right, so obviously, you know, I've had the brain surgeries. I was on a podcast.
Where is this going?
I was on the podcast last night with JT and Scott, and do you remember, like, I was trying to come up with, like, say the name of something, and it didn't come to me the whole podcast. But you remember, like, the...
No, we never have issue speaking shows.
No, we're orators of the highest order on this podcast.
But, like, what's that stuff from the 90s? Like, it was like...
Moon Boots. Like, soccer boppers.
No, it was like a...
Soccer boppers?
Pogs.
With soccer boppers.
I wish it was Pogs, God. But it was like the 90s, like, color.
Pogs,
like,
P-O-G, Chef, not the other Pog. That's probably the one you're thinking of.
No, I love both Pogs.
Hey.
all Pogs.
All Pogs go to heaven is my favorite.
Your face is a Pog. Sorry, Chef.
What is it from the 90s? Where,
I wish
instead
pogs
of us trying to list
face.
Literally everything that existed in the 90s, yes, maybe you give us more info.
God, it's like a 90s color scheme that, like, you would see.
Oh,
like.
I'm out.
I'm sorry.
I love the self joke there.
God damn it. But, like, you would see it, like, on, like you see it now on, like, sweatshirts and, like...
It's, like, the one with, like, the turquoise kind of color to it. And
yes. It's
on, like, the what?
Turquoise?
Yeah.
You said turquoise!
Quoise?
Yeah, Sombra. Like a Frenchman.
Turquoise! This episode's never coming out.
Fuck Jerry is what you're talking about.
Fuck Jerry.
Yeah, yes. Yeah, it is the...
Yes, yeah, that's what it is.
I don't know what it's called, though. It reminds me of Saved by the Bell a lot. I feel like it's got Saved by the Bell.
Oh, okay. I know what you're talking about.
It's like the bowling alley skate rink cup.
Yep.
Thank you. Thank you. God damn it.
I know what you're talking about now. Yeah.
I needed some people on my fucking wavelength because...
Turquoise you're thinking of.
It was turquoise and purple and white. Yeah.
Yeah, I tried to explain it last night to Scott.
Turquoise.
Since it's on camera,
La Sombra.
Like, just like, what the fuck?
Yeah. No, I know what you're talking. As soon as Jake said Saved by the Bell, it clicked.
There is a, I think there was like a social media account that was called Fuck Jerry, and that was their, that was their logo.
Oh, it's still there. I send the memes to Jake.
Why are we fucking Jerry?
I don't know. It's just called Fuck Jerry. I don't know what the, I don't know what the print is called though. If I'm being honest with you.
This 100% thing in the corner of the screen is driving me insane. It keeps popping up out of nowhere.
I love the N64 logo in the top right corner. Of
that. No. That is true. Have y'all seen Liger wrestle live?
Live? I've not.
One time. I went to the
in Nollins?
No, at the MSG thing for the last New York Mania.
Ooh,
when they ROH. Did the ROH New Japan one.
Yeah.
He was in the Battle Royal thing, I think.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever seen him live, or I certainly don't remember it if I did.
Liger.
That was my only time seeing.
I barely know him.
Okada too live.
And Matt Taven, more importantly.
Right, of course, Matt Taven.
No, unfortunately, I've seen Matt Taven wrestle a lot because he's from around here.
You saw Matt Taven and Jay White, the Deadly.
Right. Count. They surely, yeah, not as they were just as memorable as Okada and
the Blue Sheik. Wait, Suzuki.
Was that the Naito. Show where like Big Cass and Enzo ran in during the tag match and like half the crew didn't know what the fuck was going on?
There was something like that. If I recall.
Dude, that's pretty dope, Jake, that you went to that Mania cool. too?
No, I didn't go to the Mania, I had to leave, but I was there that weekend. And yeah. I went to the tailgate, but I had to leave before Mania.
Smart man.
Probably a good choice. It's
my only time ever going to MSG, so that was cool.
I've never been.
I've never been either. I've walked past it.
Yeah, I've been by it. I've never been to it, though. I've walked by it, but...
I've been to Shea Stadium, but that's the only New York...
Gross!
...venue I've ever been to.
A lot of escalators in there in MSG.
Escalator? I barely know them.
Wow.
This match is escalatory.
I've enjoyed this so far. Thank you very much.
Have you?
Yeah.
Not better than Jake's. All
right.
With the turquoise. Turquoise.
I'm shoot French, okay?
Turquoise.
So am I. I still didn't know what the hell you said.
Acadian.
Ooh.
I'm shoot French. I didn't know what the hell you were talking about.
Your face is shoot French.
Wow.
I don't even know what that means.
Is your family the Trappers, Jake?
I think his family's the Williamses, not the Trappers.
Wow. Jake, you're not.
I've never been threatened on a podcast before.
Jake, you're not going to believe this, but Zion's hurt in a Pelicans game.
Oh, weird.
Wow.
Miller News, water is wet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They kind of pee-peed the bed.
They were like the fourth.
They were like the fourth seed at one point, and now they're like.
No, see, I get up to go to the bathroom so many times, so I don't pee-pee the bed.
Oh.
I just got the thumbs up. It's like a hearty thumbs up from that man.
That was a sick brainbuster he hit.
Yeah, this match has been pretty good.
I'm assuming
this is two
out of three. That was a nice power bomb.
Good middle to this shit sandwich of episode we're gonna have.
How dare you?
God.
Sombra Liger. These graphics, like
it's something.
Ooh, nice brainbuster.
Brainbuster. All right, Schiff. I need you to say the word that's at the bottom of the ramp when it shows back up.
Oh boy, this will end well.
I mean, it's pretty easy.
I don't see Sherman Williams.
No, the other.
Autobuses. I can say that word.
Bussy.
that would be autobus.
Your face is an autobus.
I don't see it.
To be fair, there is like 700 words on the screen.
It's a word that starts with T on the bottom of the ramp.
I don't see. Okay.
We haven't seen the ramp in like.
Oh, okay. Months. All right. I thought I was like way behind. I was like, what the fuck are you talking about? A nice brain buster.
It blows my mind this from 2010. Like, the whole aesthetic. Seems so like 1992.
Yeah, right.
Toyota Tekka.
Yeah, okay, there you go. That was exactly what I wanted you to say. It is Tolteca.
I think he was in Rumble 97, Toyota Tekka.
Yeah. I think he was eliminated by Cibernetico, I think.
I was about to make the same fucking joke. Fuck you, Matt.
Yo, I might have to go to some CML matches. We got some fine-ass ladies in the crowd.
Shift takes over Mexico.
God, that would be a thing.
As long as you go to modern East Mexico, I think you'll be fine.
There is a advertisement on the little banner back there that says, Fish!
Says what?
Fish.
Fish. Oh, like fish.
Lush of bra.
Oh, man. Looks like Shift the Lakers are going to win.
Shift going to lose a hair versus hair match.
Dude, I would shave myself bald. Completely.
Doesn't the winner of that game have to play the Nuggets, though? I mean, neither of them are beating the Nuggets.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the West is stacked. How do I like Andrade more with a mask than without a mask?
Because you don't know it's Andrade, you see.
Because you don't know he looks like a cock.
Wow.
I just don't think he's like an interesting wrestler. Like, he was wrestling Dominic. Spoiler alert for when we were recording this. He was wrestling Dominic last night, putting me to sleep.
Well, he is like 15 years older at this point, so.
Yeah.
He's only 21 here, actually.
So he's only 36.
He's 34.
Fuck you.
I'm looking at it. That's the only reason I did that. Okay.
Shift on a mission to motherfuck everybody on this podcast.
I'm literally.
Does he really have ads like in every single inch?
It's a lot.
I think I just saw like an Internet Explorer thing on like the trim of the ring apron.
Like I don't mind ads like the Slim Jim's Halloween hat, even the Prime logo at WrestleMania, but this is a lot. It's fucking everywhere. I think
so many like different ones.
That was a sick move right there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like rolling.
Twisting powerbomb.
Dos la sombra.
Dude,
I've always liked.
I would enjoy it so much.
Andrade.
Really? I don't know. I know you probably had like the best match with Gargano in NXT history.
Yeah.
But like, I just think he's so boring. Like, somehow he was like in the Flair death match, Jake. He was the person I wanted to see less in the ring.
He's very selective. I feel like when his heart's in it, he can be good.
Yeah.
He can also be like, fuck this, I don't really want to do this.
He has boo-boo face.
He got I think he got pretty demotivated.
That's a mask shift he has on.
No! Yeah, that is a
mask. Yo, for next Mania, we should all buy Lucha masks and just wear them around.
God.
I don't hear a no. The cops.
You're also not hearing a yes.
Yeah. Well, it'll be like the Crunchline sweatshirts. If you buy them, I will wear it. Yeah. By the way, Jake, I have yours at my house.
Perfect.
Perfecto.
Who am I in the Crunchline? My solo?
You're Tama Tonga, apparently.
Yeah. Can I be Jacob Fatu, even though
I was going to say, I think yet? I have to be Jacob Fatu by default.
Yeah, that's true. Good point.
Good God, that brainbuster.
Another fucking...
I guess I was Yokozuna because I wasn't there.
Yakuzuma.
That was a good taint vision shot there. They zoomed right in on fucking Liger's taint.
I mean, you're not dead, Jake. You just weren't there.
No. Well.
You could be like Rikishi, I guess.
So you were like Rock's dad. You weren't ever there for him.
Dad, he wasn't there to take me to the fair.
Wow.
To change my underwear.
Dad, he wasn't there.
That is like the best like part of that fucking movie.
That was a kind of a deep cut, so I was unsure if anyone was going to get
it.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, no, I quote that very frequently, sadly enough. Oh, I hit that move on Dom last night.
Spoilers.
Sorry.
I'm only at 14 minutes. I just saw a brainbuster.
Oh no, he hit the.
How like, the hell did you get so far behind?
He hit like the delay split legged moonsault.
Oh, okay.
Your face is a delay split legged moonsault.
That's the nicest thing you've ever said to me.
Yeah, thank you. Well, I meant it. I meant every word of it.
But I think they should do the counts. Like when they're going 1, 2, 3, we should be chanting uno, dos, tres. Like not just now, but like every match.
Like the Offspring song. Uno, dos, tres, cuatro, cinco, cinco, seis.
That was like the slowest count ever.
Baby. Yeah. He definitely hit the mat 3 times, too. I guess the first one was just...
He didn't hit me 3 times? What are you talking about?
He did the old...
The mat, not mat.
Oh.
The old Nick Patrick, where, like, Nick Patrick would flail his arm so much that you think he did a count, but it's just him flailing there on the ground.
Referee Dom Herrera here.
Yeah, like, that pissed me off so much, too. Like, I was like, what are we counting to 4?
Old flappy-ass Nick Patrick. Oh, God, they censored it. Is his face a boob?
His face is so ugly.
No, man, luchadors take that shit seriously.
His face is just a giant tit.
So did he just take his mask off to go to New York, or did he lose it in the match?
I like his friend with the like silver mask and the bell bottoms.
Yeah,
the silver king.
Oh God, I hope so. I think his mask just slipped off, honestly.
No, I think he ripped it off.
Did he?
So he could get the inside cradle.
Oh.
Because no luchador can kick out of a pin if their mask is off.
That's right.
I don't know if you've ever learned that.
Throws off their equilibrium.
So Liger is the new Universal
Logan champion. Tanay in the building here.
Well, they take such pride and honor in it, and if their mask gets ripped off, they cannot kick out.
It's like when you pull on a dog's tail.
I can't wait for the show to be over so I can rip off this Velcro suit I have on.
And then he says all that, and then Bobby's like, taco joke.
I can't believe you do that much research, Mike. You're such a nerd.
You'll never touch a knife pussy.
I don't believe it. All right, we can move on.
I've already moved on. To my match.
I'm just saying we can switch to the next match. Sorry.
I've already moved on.
Somehow I got 3 minutes behind. I don't understand it.
Three minutes?
Liger wins the match.
Did you say 3 minutes?
Oh, my God.
3 minutes and we're out of here.
This graphic is incredible.
Now, something that isn't 3 minutes is this match. This is actually 23 minutes, and we're ending with a banger, gentlemen, as we're going to USA Pro from November 29th. 2003, as we have a Jim Dandy of a tag team match here, as the Triple Threat reunites here, you guys, as Bam Bam Bigelow and Chris Candido team up to face Matt Stryker and Simon Diamond. All right, so let's go ahead and hit play.
Hey, is Simon Diamond the guy from the Simon System?
No, that's Simon Dean.
That's Simon Dean.
Simon Diamond is the...
Is he Pat Kenny?
Yes.
Maybe.
I thought they were the same person.
He's the guy who's the same basis.
No, Simon Dean was Nova in ECW.
Yes, that's correct.
Do you know who Nova is in ECW?
Yeah, he's in the BWO. First of all, how many motherfuckers are named Simon? Like, in wrestling? Like, just two.
just two, as far as I know.
And then we had the cult classic, Simon Birch. So, there we go.
Who?
Simon Birch, Little Person movie.
Oh, I see. He's not a wrestler, though. All right, everybody hit play in 3, 2, 1.
Good Lord.
We have Justin Long doing the
Finally. Intros. This is accepted, actually.
Oh, well, it looks like... Oh, damn it, the camera moved.
No, only you pick matches where cameras don't move.
God.
I thought this is
elementary school auditorium.
No, this is the Elks Lodge in Queens from ECW.
Who's the girl with him?
That looks like Missy Hyatt. I'm just kidding, not really.
I don't know who that is.
Matt Stryker and Simon Diamond.
It's a dream team, you guys.
A team made in cancer AIDS.
I'm marking out, bro.
I don't know who the girl is.
Matt Stryker should not be the person I like more in the team.
Really? You actually think you like Stryker better than Simon Diamond?
I know I do.
Yeah, after TNA, I can't.
Yeah, I think you're right.
I can't see a stupid face anymore.
What year is this from, do we know?
November 29th. Well,
it was before 2005, because Candido was dead after that.
2003 was in fact before 2005. You're absolutely right.
My Chris Candido died. Sorry. Only part I remember from that song.
That's the only one we ever created, so we never got any further.
Weird. Can't imagine why.
Well, we could say broke his leg and then he tried to fly.
USA Pro?
Yeah. This is I was doing some research on this promotion earlier. They do some very weird matches, and I need to find all of them.
Yes. Well, I then have a pop-up for Terry Funk versus Chris Candido with Sonny from Major League Wrestling, so...
I might have that saved for a future episode of Roulette.
I believe Clint Howard is our referee here.
My God.
I believe one of the shows that this promotion ran was main evented by Bam Bam Bigelow versus Balls Mahoney in a 2 out of 3 falls match. So if anybody can direct me towards that, that would be greatly appreciated because I need to watch that immediately.
I can't see shit but Stryker's dick poking out of his pants right now.
Wow. He's just a floating dick.
The video quality is quite, but...
Do we think he cupped it, or do we think he actually has a giant penis?
Yo, he's packing major heat.
He's like, what's his name from Spinal Tap? He's got a cucumber wrapped in foil shoved down his pants.
Okay.
I mean, he's like they're doing it from like the side view, so that's like all you see. I wish Shane Douglas would come out with a triple threat. Souza, so I listened to Extreme Three-Way Dance Final and NoSo Feed with you, JT and Zenny. Real interested in your thoughts on this babyface triple threat with Francine, Shane Douglas, and Tommy Dreamer. I'm not feeling it.
You're not feeling
it? I love when Schiff goes into Larry King mode.
Yeah, really?
Altona, I've been listening to the podcast.
Altona!
Big fan.
Candido's got the Terry Funk pants on.
Tammy Sitch is dancing like the worst fucking stripper ever. Yeah. Now she's giving lap dances to Gertrude in prison.
Gertrude in prison.
She still looks moderately fuckable at this point.
This is depressing. We have like a bunch of dead people, Matt Stryker, and then someone that's in prison.
Somebody who we wish was dead in Simon Diamond.
Listen, there's only one dead person right. There's only one dead person on the screen right now, so I don't know what you're talking about.
I mean, I'm not the smallest person, but Candido's looking real out of shape right here.
Yeah. I thought maybe it was the pants, but no.
What was that little shuffle?
Yeah. Somehow Bam Bam is smaller than him.
I was gonna say, Bam Bam looks better than Candido.
Then Bam Bam took off his shirt. Maybe put it back on.
Yeah, put it back on.
You don't look that bad, though.
He's surprisingly hairy. Wasn't anticipating that.
You would have never known.
Didn't have that on your bingo, your Bam Bam bingo card, huh?
Nope.
You didn't have him having a happy trail.
Yeah. I did not. I just thought maybe because he already didn't have hair. Oh shit! Right. Shane Douglas just showed up, looking for Dick Flair.
He looks like a dull Bart Simpson. Oh, the tank top and short trunk combo is upsetting.
The Pooh Bear chic is a real choice.
It looks like he just has that onesie on.
It's
upsetting.
Why do people keep doing this?
Everything about this is just like makes me feel sick. Like the video quality, the setting, everyone involved, the fashion. It's all just very depressing.
All right, note to self, find more USA Pro.
Yeah, this is like depression pro wrestling.
And we have two teachers here with Shane Douglas and Matt Stryker.
Even more depressing.
Yes. It's like they told an elementary school kid to create the Hammerstein ball.
She just kissed him
on the bottom of the chin.
Holy shit. This place has a Test versus Maven match. I just clicked on.
It sure does.
From Flashback.
Oh, I have the channel that this match is on. I have skimmed and I have pulled quite a few matches from this channel that we'll be watching on future episodes. So
do they have
don't. What I'm telling you, Schiff, is don't give any of it away.
USA Pro, full
Test
episode
versus Maven.
There's one in particular that I may do on the next episode that looks just fantastic.
Diamond Dallas Page versus Buff Bagwell.
No, it's not that one.
Okay.
I don't even know if that's a real thing. You could have just been making that up.
Ooh, Loki versus Eddie Guerrero. Gangrel versus the Wall.
I dropped my phone and it clicked on another video, so I may be behind. So don't make fun of me.
Oh, what was it? A better match?
A likely story.
It was the MLW match with
my finger slipped and put it.
Don't on. Worry.
I accidentally closed YouTube and Skype.
Shane Douglas is still talking. Tammy is kissing Chris like they're about to make out, like they're some fucking high school couple in front of everyone.
This is how I used to kiss Shawn.
Do what now?
What?
Shawn Michaels.
Oh.
Oh.
I'm going to go to bed. Good night, guys. Love you all. See you next time. Bye-bye.
Me and Schiff on the same wavelength.
No wonder this is 23 minutes. They gave Shane Douglas the mic.
He's still fucking talking.
4 score and 7 years ago.
Shift, do you want to just go ahead and do plugs? You can get that out of the way.
Oh my god.
I
Who's
going to
finish
it
first? Shift's plugs or Shane Douglas's promo?
I would love it if this match is just Shane talking for 23 minutes. It would be just perfect. It's what we deserve after this episode.
That girl was trying to boo, like, the fans and knocked her hat off and, like, was searching for the hat.
That girl looks like Chastity if she did a tour of Iraq.
Pussy did a tour of Iraq.
Hey!
I know we've been making fun of this place, but is this not the... It looks like a really run-down version of the Manhattan Center.
It's the Elks Lodge that ECW used to run. It's the same building.
Oh, okay. That's what I recognize it from. Okay.
It's the Madhouse.
Gotcha. I was just saying,
it's just extremely run down.
Yeah, I got you.
The ring mat looks like a Great Value sold out.
Those chandeliers look so low grade that are.
And that pro wrestling logo is 100% the logo from WCW Pro. It's the exact same thing.
Oh yeah, 1,000%.
Can you imagine the backstage area with this cavalcade of people?
Oh, so much
time frame.
Oh, to be a fly on the wall.
Oh
my god.
What is Kid Dino doing?
He does not look good. He somehow looks worse than when he died.
Yeah, he looks real bad.
I had to get one joke in, damn it.
Maybe he needed a gimmick.
No gimmick. It's like you go to a party and there's like a pilled up couple at the party and you're like, oh man, they're a mess. Yeah.
The only gimmick he needed was in his pants and it still wasn't good enough.
Wow.
At least somebody was,
do you see Tammy and Chris? They're looking rough tonight.
It's kind of wild that Bam Bam is the second best looking person in this ring right now.
I know, he looks like skinny here.
Yeah.
As we saw when he took his shirt off, though, it's
and then he put the shirt back on for some reason.
Not a good skinny.
Right.
Well, skinny he's skinny Bam for Bam. Skinny for Bam Bam. Yeah.
Yeah.
He's Bam Bam's thick. Hello.
Like, really, are they ever going to... We're 10 minutes in. And they're just
what I'm hearing is you really wanted a 23-minute Bam Bam Bigelow and Chris Candido versus...
I feel like Bam Bam's looking at them like, all right, what are we doing
here? Gotta build the heat, Bam Bam. Yeah.
Now they're, like, humping, like, making humping gestures.
That's what she said.
Tammy just straddled Chris, like they're the fucking Steiner brothers.
They're definitely
pulled up couple,
Tammy, right?
Oh, you just saw the Steiner brothers thing? I'm way ahead of that.
Should have been like 6 minutes behind.
I know. What the fuck, man?
Schiff's still watching the Liger match, I think.
Did y'all see that brain buster?
Awesome bra.
How long ago did Candido jump and high-five Bigelow?
Who can say? I'm seeing Stryker and Bam Bam punching each other.
I'm not even there yet.
All right, here we go. Oh, yeah, I'm caught back up.
Schiff, what's going on over there?
I don't know.
Is your internet crashing?
Did you like Candido's heart rate.
Oh, God.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my God.
I think Logan just saw what I saw. Stryker selling like a fucking idiot.
Well, it's like he wanted to take off and Bam Bam wasn't ready yet. And then he tried to do it again. Yeah. And Stryker was like, oh, now?
I do like that. This place makes the temple look like the fucking Four Seasons.
I don't think there's an apron on this. Is that a candy cane?
It is.
All right.
It's literally
Chris
a candy
Candido.
Oh my God! They finally started beating each other up.
Schiff, you are like 10 minutes.
All right, I just jumped to 11:41. Where are y'all? They're outside,
Schiff,
right?
You have the right playback speed.
I'm at 11:49.
He's watching right, it at 1.5.
1.5. Slow.
See what I did? That was a callback to last
Schiff, episode. Yeah. Schiff 10 minutes from now. Was that a fucking candy cane?
I think I'm caught up now. Okay. Candido looking like fucking Dusty Rhodes there in the corner.
Is that Dean Cain?
Oh, I like the instant replay that they barely showed for half a second there. That was great.
Candido.
Someone has fucking flash photography on.
For the benefit of those with flash photography.
5 second pose. Oh, Candido just like took a sip of beer and spit it out like he's Triple H.
Yep. That was 20 seconds ago.
Oh, God damn it. Are you serious?
I mean, it was not that long, but I mean, it was a good.
Maybe I got to reboot. I'll reboot later.
There's no sense in doing it now.
Oh, like you want me to reboot now?
Reboot? They came on Raft of Beast Wars.
What a stopwatch striker. That was great.
See, I told you he was better than Simon Diamond, Logan.
Fish?
What has Simon Diamond done? He's done nothing.
Right. I think Jeffrey like Dahmer might be around Simon Dye.
Yeah, Stryker wasn't in the luck of the Irish street fight with Big Vito, so
it's true.
He's automatically better.
Or like Simon Cubic Zirconia. That was a diamonds joke.
Instead of Simon Says, he's more like Simon Sucks.
Oh. Simon Says, a movie starring Dennis Rodman.
Yeah. Also the gimmick on Die Hard with a Vengeance. Will they play Simon Says on that?
Yeah, I do. What are we thinking? 5 stars?
Fucking picture solid. In picture on the fucking
This is a solid impact, 2.5.
There's a joke somewhere in there.
My dick is a solid impact, 2.5.
And so that's the joke, yeah.
Speaking of impact, when's DNA Never Dies coming?
Never.
Okay.
We rebranded as a new name. Damn.
Oh, missile dropkick missed.
You're still behind.
I don't even know anymore, okay?
How did I click on a whole other video and I'm still and you're behind?
Here's the thing, too. Like, no matter how far from their prime, it's still like Candido and Bam Bam, and they're just still kind of good. They're not bad.
When did Bam Bam die?
It was like 06-ish, wasn't it?
I thought it was like next week after this.
Wow.
I want to say it was 06 or 07.
Yeah, it was somewhere around there.
07. Drug it.
He wasn't in the 07 human centipede suicide thing that we've created throughout the
year. I'm sorry, the what?
It's a Saturday night call thing. You'll have to remember.
Why start now?
It was a groony thing. We'll just put it that way.
Oh, hey!
I was literally about to type big Bamalo. Oh,
big Bamalo.
Looking at his wiki, so for Bamalo, by the end of his life, Bigelow suffered from multiple health issues. He received Social Security. He had diabetes, and it just is in a persistent infection. Like, oh, non-specific. Like, what does that mean? Like, non-specific.
Don't infection. They make antibiotics?
Like, not specifically, just like a persistent infection.
God. Dude went on a bender when he died. Multiple drugs found in his system, toxic levels of cocaine and benzos. God.
He had severe back problems, back surgeries that reduced his height by 2 inches. Good lord.
My God.
Now he was just
banned. His vertebrae out. Oh my God.
2 inches. That's insane.
Persistent infection.
He's another one of those really, really sad Dark Side of the Rings, because he was a good dad, and the drugs got him.
Sad thing with that time. You know?
Yep.
It felt like we were losing wrestlers like all the goddamn time.
But the thing I was referencing before is like Mike Awesome, Benoit, and somebody else all die of suicides in the year 2007. So,
I mean, Benoit just didn't really do suicide.
Yeah, you know what I mean. Again, I'll go fuck myself. I've done it most of this pod, so.
I like this ship hit you with a well. He hit you with a well, actually, on the Benoit. Well,
it's not like he just fucking. It's not like he killed himself. He took out a whole family.
I didn't say he didn't. I'm just saying there were three suicides in the same year, and he was one of them.
Well, now I'm going to find out what I'm Googling wrestler suicides like I'm fucking groony.
I'm pretty sure. I think it might have been Crush. I think Crush was the last one.
Someone get Grooney on the horn. He'll know.
I'm going to find Grooney's Tumblr.
Hey, this is when.
It was.
It sounds so much like Gomer Pyle.
It does. I've said it a bunch. I don't know how it turned into that. It just happened.
It was Crush. That's who it was.
We just need an Andy Griffith to match him.
But it looks like it was just like a drug OD.
Well, Barney, I have to tell you.
Who is this you're talking about, Chef?
Yeah, Crush just had a drug OD.
Well, I mean, it was whatever. Yeah. It wasn't a perfect story. It did involve Grooney, so I mean, you know.
Hey!
How is this match still going on? Shane Douglas talked for 25 minutes.
Schiff, you've only watched 5 minutes of it because you've been so far behind, so.
Yeah, where are y'all at? I'm at 19 minutes right now.
I'm at 19:15.
What the fuck? How am I 10 seconds behind?
I'm at 19:25.
What?
I am at, I'm also at like 19:18.
My favorite year.
Wow.
What happened that year?
I don't know. Shit. World War One ended around that time.
Ooh. I can't laugh at you if that's incorrect, because I don't.
Shiva being Woodrow Wilson for him.
Yeah.
It ended November 11th, 1918.
Big fan of the Zeppelins was Shiva.
Led Zeppelin.
Face is a lead zeppelin.
I wish my face was a lead balloon and I'd just die.
Wow.
I just die.
That escalated quickly.
I'm gonna die.
Holy Christ.
I'm okay. Please don't do a health check, anyone.
Persistent infection.
Persistent lead balloon.
Oh my God.
Schiff died of a persistent infection. It was led to his head.
Look.
That rhymed.
This match should have been 400 times worse than it actually was.
See?
A top rope.
Y'all laughed at me.
This is a top rope RKO?
What I'm hearing is Schiff's match was the worst of the night.
Tammy is wrapping up.
Mine was
Bam Bam for some reason.
No, she's wrapping up Simon Diamond. Bam Bam is holding him in place.
Get your Schiff, you don't even know what you're watching. Do you?
Neither does Tammy. It's fine.
Well.
My Miss Chris Candido. He died. Oh my God.
Miss Candido?
Yeah. Miss Candido, Dad.
Miss Candido's in prison.
Wow, he just said like RVD and did some weird spinny bullshit.
That was 30 seconds ago.
No, it wasn't.
It was a minute ago.
Not in Schiff's mind, it's not.
It was far enough ago for me to notice.
Yeah. You should probably go fuck yourself, Schiff.
Always.
Oh my God, the double doohickey off the top rope.
Didn't even hit.
God, look at that table.
Sensory overload here.
I would like to point out that Tammy is wearing a Hard Rock Cafe jacket.
Oh. Is there a Hard Rock Cafe in Queens?
That would be a question for somebody that lives in Queens. I don't know.
We should ask Kevin James and or Leah Remini. We should ask one of them. They probably know.
That was fucking Lil Savage right there. I'm not even going to lie to you.
I didn't mean for it to be. I just don't know. I've only been to Queens once.
Fuck you, Logan.
I've only been to New York once in my life. I can't answer that question honestly.
You know, you have a thing called Google. You could look it up for me, you jerk.
Well, while Schiff's struggling through plugs here in a minute, I'll look it up.
Yeah.
Schiff
still has 10 minutes left on this match.
They're high-fiving in the ring now.
So Schiff, actually, I think in lieu of the normal plugs, I think you have a much bigger Universal plug to give.
Universal Studios in Florida.
If I could be serious for a moment.
Floor is yours. as host, I'm on.
But first, Logan dies live on a podcast.
Yeah. So, this will be the last episode of YouTube Roulette on the PTBN Wrestling feed. But fear not, faithful listener. As coming soon, there will be a new feed up called the Backbone feed. Backbone Wrestling feed, and it's going to have a podcast from myself, Jacob Williams, Logan, Matt Souza, Sean Kidd, the new General Admission guys, Justin Pratt, and I'm blanking on the guy he does it with. I want to say Slomcat. Yeah, I said Slomcat. So that will be coming soon. You're going to see some new podcasts over there as well, some returning podcasts from possibly myself and Matt Souza, but we look forward for you guys joining us here. Also stay here with the PTB and Wrestling feed and the No So feed. We just want to take this chance and see what we can do. But we're looking forward to it, to see what happens on the Backbone feed, Backbone Wrestling feed, as you know, we're going to call it. You're going to have a rap, Ruthlessly Aggressive podcast with Jacob Williams and Logan Crossland. I'm going to do run-ins from time to time. It's been undecided when that's going to happen. Spoiler alert, Jake, I just invited myself.
Okay.
And then we're also going to have Territorial, which is Sean Kidd and sometimes myself. It's mostly Sean. He does it by himself, but he has other people on it as well. We're also going to have New Gen. That's going to move over. Highway to the Impact Zone is moving over. Episode 95 is going to be the last episode of that on the PTB and Wrestling feed, and we'll move over. We'll be celebrating 100. Hopefully Logan gets us cake. I don't know. We're going to have the cross up, which is Logan doing a weekly catch up show, apparently from the name. Or is it the cross up?
It could be whatever you wanted it to be.
The cross up.
The cross up. We're going to have Linking Up Lucha, which is myself, Sean Kidd, Jenny Smith, Jacob Williams, and Logan being the anchor of that. Souza is the, you know, he'll show up when he feels like it roll. So we're going to have the future seasons of that. And world premiere announcement here, a podcast that's going to be hosted by myself with Logjam Quasland called Are You Smarter Than Russo's WCW? Me and Logan are going from when Russo picks up the book from WCW, going until he's fired the first time, then going to when he's rehired and then fired the second time. And spoiler alert, it's pretty crazy because
you fucking maniacs.
Yes, I have watched 1 hour of the first 3 hour Nitro that he does, and I have paragraphs of notes.
I was threatened with my life to join that one. I'm just gonna say that.
They didn't want me to do it solo. They were worried for my mental well being, which for any of these podcasts is already hanging by a thread. But you know, as we close out here, I just want to send a shout out to you know, Scott and JT for, you know, allowing us on their feed and, you know, being helpful for us to continue our journey. You know, we went from the quadrupods to just three pods. Now we're back to the quadrupods, guys. Like, we're all one big family here. Mm-hmm. So I look forward to doing that. You know, it should be a lot of fun. I hope you continue and listen. I'm sure we're going to release a episode zero. Thank you, Souza, for that idea. Coming up soon. Hopefully soon, by the time you've already listened, by this comes out, it's already out. We'll see. I'm not sure when this comes out. I don't know. But
we'll
see. we're all real excited for it. This is something that's been in the works for a little bit that actually picked up a lot of momentum recently. Before, it was just us like coming up with ideas, but you know, we, like I said, we're Sean and Logan and Jenny and Suze are putting in the hard work with it. Me and Jake are the Mulkey brothers, so
always.
But no, I look forward to carrying it on, having fun with these guys, because, you know, that's what these podcasts are about. We hope you guys listen and enjoy us just being dumb, not being able to speak for an hour and 15 minutes, mm-hmm. or, you know, having fun, you know, listening. But, you know, as I say goodbye, I will say, like, Extreme Three-Way Dance is still going to stay on the NoSo feed. I think all of our podcasts are moving over. I think that's the only one staying. Jenny Position is staying on Wednesdays on the NoSo feed, so you'll be hearing the Jenny Position docs. I don't know what to call those. Talking docs. So you'll hear those. It's up in the air. Personally, I have the video game pod. I'm trying to retool it a little bit, but I still got to talk to Andy about moving it over. So Andy, if you're listening. I can't think of anything else. Do you guys have anything else you would like to say?
We're all very proud and looking forward to the move, but thanks, Scott, for having us all this time. But we're just going to go in a different direction. So, Jake, I'll toss it back to you to see us out.
Perfect. Well said. Shift covered it. We pretty much do a bunch of podcasts all together, so it just kind of made sense, I think, mm-hmm. to just do our own deal. So look for it soon. It'll be out within the next month, I believe. Hopefully, that's the plan. So just look for it. The backbone will be our moniker. So I'm sure you'll be able to find it. Again, still kind of affiliated with everyone. It'll just be kind of its own little thing. And I think it helps tonight where things won't be cluttered, you know? So if you like our brand of idiocy, then it'll be your one-stop shop. But like the guy said, always happy to be on the Place to Be Nation Wrestling feed. No ill will. And I hope everybody helps us as we, not helps us, but joins us as we migrate over. But this has been another great episode of RuTube Roulette. And we will see you over on the backbone. Hashtag backbone. Don't change.